Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio.
Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to another Idiot Box Radio. My name is Tori. I certainly hope that this finds you well, as I am certainly feeling fine and dandy myself, and thank you so much for asking. As always, you can find the website at idiotboxradio.com. You can also subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. If you're really desperate, you can even look for Idiot Box Radio on YouTube, but you're just going to find a still image and exactly the same show on there because, hey, I'm just trying to pander to every sort of taste, but I don't exactly want to be doing a full-fledged action movie with every single show. In case you're not aware, Idiot Box Radio is my crazy take, my look, the way I see life, and it's going to be filled with profanity, and it is not safe for work in the fucking slightest. You can email the show with your own thoughts, ideas, enthusiasm, critiques at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate the time you've taken out of your day to interact with me. And one of my listeners actually did get in touch. Sammy, thank you so very much for getting in touch, mate. Sammy says, look, I wouldn't even care if Idiot Box Radio was just fucking Nicolas Cage reviews the whole way through. And as I'm a massive Nicky C fan, I think I can provide this. Now, that's not all the show's going to be about. I wouldn't do that to you because I need to look on life and comment on things, fucking salt the fruit, paint pictures, use my words, man of action, you know the deal. If you don't, I just told you it, okay? I am those things and so much fucking more. But what I am also is an unabashed Nicolas Cage fan. My reviews will be of any movie in his career, not of the most up-to-date. These may be movies that go back. Of course, I'll review other things as well. But something, because I'm an arsehole, I will tell you right now, these reviews packed full of spoilers. So if you actually give a shit about what is about to happen in the movie, please do not listen to them. This movie's from ages ago. It's called Knowing. And on the front cover, you've got like Nicky C. You've got like, it looks like the sunlight. Nicholas looking pensive as he fucking looks into the distance. He's already got the receding hairline. By the way, Nick, if you are listening, happy wedding, mate. You got married recently because like I fucking stalk you. I don't. I just looked up information. I saw it on the news. In fact, it made our national news that Nicky Cage got married recently. So congratulations, mate. Wedding number 5. Hopefully that's a fucking keeper, and well done to you. I follow in your footsteps. You know, if I get married again, it's number three. And I don't even have a fucking 150 million net to my fucking worth. Just got a whole heap of Lego. But still. Anyhow, this movie's called Knowing. And what happens when the numbers run out? That's the teaser on the front. Well, I'll tell you exactly what the fuck happens when the numbers run out, okay? So Nicky C gets into receipt of a fucking letter that is 50 years old that's been put into a primary school kid's fucking time capsule and unearthed. And all of a sudden, Nicky, being a numbers man, of course he is, even though his numbers ended up making him fucking owe $14 million to the American government in back taxes. But Nicky C, he underlines things, he puts circles around, and he realizes that the numbers on this fucking sheet of paper that some derelict kid from 50 years ago, who was scribbling them down instead of writing hello, I like fucking flowers, is actually a prophecy of shit that's gonna be going down across time. And he's able to link them all together and work it off. Fuck! Something's gonna happen on this particular date. I need to be active about this. I need to be fucking proactive about this. And Nicky C and his kid, they fucking go to town on this shit. Now, all the way through the movie, you'll see that the kid's being plagued by visions and interactions with these really weird blonde-headed men that seem to fucking want to stalk him around like a rock spider at a fucking clown convention. But this does not happen. It's not the case. Here's the spoiler. They're fucking aliens. What Nicky C doesn't realize is the fucking whole world's gonna fucking be burnt to a fucking crisp by a solar flare, which really isn't that fucking well done, because like Nicky C works as an astronomer or some sort of thing where he can look into the sky through big telescopes, and he and his fucking homeboys haven't managed to fucking figure this out. They've had to rely on a fucking 50-year-old piece of fucking paper with numbers scribbled all over it and aliens that are coming down to take his fucking child to repopulate another planet and remake it as Earth. And this is the thing. Toward the end of the movie, Nick realizes that the whole fucking world is absolutely fucked. He runs into this chick whose daughter has also been selected by the fucking aliens. So his kid, her kid, even though they're little kids, they're destined to fuck each other to repopulate the fucking planet. What a responsibility. And at the end of it all, when shit's going absolutely pear-shaped because humanity doesn't give a fuck about each other, I think it's
Rose McGowan.
I think that's the actress. So Nikki and
Rose McGowan,
they're fake fucking children that they may have found in a fucking opportunity shop. Look back one episode ago to know more about fucking kids in op shops. But basically, those kids are going to go on the fucking fuck fest of their lives. But Nikki and
Rose McGowan
are going to be fucking torched like your fucking uncle's favorite fucking barbecue. barbecue. Let me tell you right now, humanity goes to shit. Aliens get the children. They fucking fly off at the last moment. Nicky C realizes that he's doomed, but the whole movie is spent with him trying to work out the fucking prophecy and where it's going to happen next. There's spectacular fucking plane crashes, shit going pear-shaped, and all things said and done, it's an absolute fucking banger of a movie, starring, of course, Nicolas Cage, my personal fucking hero and savior, as he looks pensive, is a man of action himself, getting to the point. Now, I don't know if he learned that from me or I learned that from him. Nicolas Cage, man of action, I love it. He doesn't salt the fruit, that's my job, but he does get to the fucking point of these numbers that are being scribbled out, and is made worse when his own kid starts scribbling the numbers too. And by which stage, when the kid starts scribbling in his own blood, he's like, fucking hell, aliens, just take this kid already. I've had an absolute fucking gutful of the little cunt, and I do want to be fucking grilled like a fucking steak flambé, okay? All things said and done, the movie does not end at all well. Humanity's wiped from the fucking face of the world, and we cut to a scene of all these aliens fucking scrambling their jets up into the fucking sky with kids from all over the world to repopulate the earth, I'm guessing, once they fucking get interested in each other's bits. And then they make a little fuck fest that makes another little planet Earth on a planet that's habitable for humankind. But in the meantime, charred corpse Earth, nothing recognizable, solar flare rips across the Earth. Nicky C, having done his job, seen his kid off with the fucking aliens, falls to his knees, goes and says hello to his estranged parents while they all get fucking toasty. I hope you enjoy this. I will give this movie a solid 7.5 out of 10. Go, Nicky C, go. Idiot Box Radio out.